From the Director, Department of Transportation and the Interim Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into a new building lease agreement with Tax Air Freight, Inc. for a term of 3 years, effective July 1st, 2014, through June 30th, 2017, with 1 2-year mutual renewal option for the lease of approximately 6,750 square feet of office space at Milwaukee County's MKE Regional Business Park.
Mr. Blue.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. Terry Blue, Interim Airport Director, Airport Division, Milwaukee County Department of Transportation. If I may, I've got some exhibits I'd like to pass around, just not counting on the screen working like we can hope it would. Okay. The item before you is a request by staff. It will pop up and down. So I'm not an IT guy. My guess is there's something about the video card on the screen. Nonetheless, the exhibits will mimic what you're seeing up on the screen. Since December 2012, Flyer Logistics Solutions has occupied 2,712 square feet of office space at the MKE Regional Business Park. Originally, they expected to accommodate up to 12 employees with plans to grow their division. As a result of rapid growth and hiring, Tax Air Freight now, as their name, has selected a building within MKE Regional Business Park for approximately 6,750 square feet of space that they would like to relocate to. This request essentially is to terminate their existing lease and begin a new lease for the increased amount of space all within the Milwaukee County Regional Business Park. This is a 3-year lease effective July 1, 2014, ending June 30th, 2017, with 1 2-year mutual renewal option. The exhibit before you, and if the screen would cooperate, essentially is a graphical depiction of the 440th space. The buildings in green are currently leased buildings inside the yellow property line. The buildings in the tannish orange are occupied by the county or the airport in particular. Some of them have snow removal equipment in them. Some of them have general storage, warehousing, and so forth. The building in red is Tax Air Freight's current location. The building in blue is the proposed site that they would move to. The hashed out area you see in the northwest corner of that space is the 12-acre parcel that was part of an RFP for proposed development.
Sir Washon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to move approval of item 3.
Any questions of Mr. Blue? Supervisor Jersey.
Could you tell us who the principals of Tax Air are?
With the chair's permission, sir, I happen to have that gentleman in the room, and I think he'd like to introduce himself.
Come on up.
Cool. Hi, my name is Mike Brolf, General Manager.
Can you have a seat?
You would.
Thank you.
Of the Logistics Division of Tax Air, to answer the question, the principals at Tax Air are Gregory Grolf, G-R-O-T-H, and Rick Sabatini. They've owned the company for approximately 35 years now.
What's your last name again?
Brother of Greg Grolf. So my last name is Grohl.
All right. So you got some relations going on, huh?
I've been at Tax Air approximately 35 years since the beginning.
Supervisor Jersey, any other questions?
Yeah. Well, it's obviously a small business that's grown. Apparently you have 200 employees now?
Tax Air currently has 400 employees. We house 200 employees on Howell Avenue, very close proximity to where we want to move into. Running air freight for... Air Freight Forwarders out of O'Hare Field. I started up the logistics division about 4 years ago with no employees. I'm currently at 16 employees. And what we do is we handle brokerage transportation for the air freight community around the nation. So the imports are coming in. They need to move via ground to their destination. Exports have to go and move to the airports. We arrange that for the import-export people.
Right. So you do have a presence at O'Hare?
Yes, we do. We have a terminal right outside of O'Hare.
Is your business also growing in Chicago?
Business in Chicago is fairly steady. We service, Tax Air services the forwarders and that is for freight coming up into Wisconsin. From a logistics standpoint, we try to offer the circumference of O'Hare so we can provide transportation through arrangements.
Okay. Well, First of all, I'm very supportive. I think this is what we want our MKE Regional Business Park to be doing, airport-related businesses, so you fit that perfectly. And I think full disclosure, you do live in Cudahy, correct?
Yes, I do.
So.
Oh, here we go again.
Now, Mr.
That's only new floors. Come on,
Mr. Chairman. No, I just really what I'm pointing out here is you've got a growing business, also related to O'Hare, but lives locally, and is really developing the kind of business we'd like to see in that business park. So I am fully supportive of this. If there hasn't been a motion, I will move right now to adopt this.
We have one.
Okay, thank you.
Sir Bukowski.
Mr. Groh, any intentions of taking the company public? Because I want in on the action.
Yeah. On that note, Madam Clerk, any other questions?
Ethics code?
Here we go. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Post-2016.
That's right.
Post-2016.
Weishan.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend this item for adoption prevails.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Gross. Item number 4.